did Abe Lincoln split?
Log. Log fence.
Okay, but when they were split, they weren't called logs.
I don't know.
Rail?
Rail, okay.
All right. How about a fence that with those needles on it, like barbs?
Barbed wire fence?
Yeah. And how about some little, these little fences with some narrow pieces of wood?
Picket fences.
Yeah. The picket fence has to be pointed at the top?
Yeah, I think
okay.
It does.
So, okay. What if it isn't pointed at the top? What would you call that kind of fence?
Fence.
Okay. And if you're, when you're putting up a fence, you have to dig a hole for the
stake.
Yeah. Now with him, I'd ask him that you kick the when you're kicking the extra point, you have to kick the ball through the
goalpost post.
Yeah, one is a
post,
and two of them
posts.
All right. And then a fence or wall made of loose stone or rock. What would you call it, just naturally?
Stone. Stone. A stone fence.
Okay. And then your mother's best dishes might be
china.
All right. And have you ever seen an artificial egg used in put in a nest to fool a chicken?
No.
Okay. Never heard of a china egg?
No.
Okay. Or a nest egg?
No.
All right.
I heard a nest egg, but I didn't know what it is.
Okay. A wooden vessel with a handle over the top used for carrying water.
A bucket.
Okay. How about if it's made with tin?
Pail.
All right. Would you make that distinction? Buckets are made of wood, pails are made of tin?
Probably.
As a rule, okay. How about one that's used for carrying out leftover food and so forth, food that wasn't eaten as a meal to feed to the animals?
I don't know.
All right. What about what do you do with the leftover food in your house?
Give it to the dog or throw it away.
Okay, when you throw it away, what do you do with it?
Put it in the waste basket.
Okay.
Trash can.
And now you call that, do you have one in the kitchen?
Yeah.
What do you call it?
The waste basket.
And that's the one that you put the garbage in as
right.
Well. Okay. And what do you, I'll ask you that later. How about something for, if you're going to have a couple of fried eggs, what would you cook them in?
Frying pan.
Yeah, it'd be better to ask about scrambled eggs. You wouldn't see them frying. Now, does that have you ever seen one of those with legs on it? An old-fashioned one that they've used in the fireplace? Oh, you know what that was called?
A pan? Or
it looks
kettle.
Like a big, okay, what's that?
Kettle.
What's a kettle?
It's a large kind of pot with legs. And I just imagine it being over a fire.
Okay, hanging over a fire,
right.
You know. All right, how about something for, you make it, what about something that if your mother's going to boil potatoes, what would you boil them in?
Pot.
What's the difference between a pot and a kettle?
Pot, you can put on the stove.
Okay, that's a good distinction. How about something to put cut flowers in?
A vase.
All right, and then the three utensils you eat with?
A knife, fork, and spoon.
And if you had a steak knife and a butter knife, you'd say you had two
knives.
Right. And after dinner, someone might get up and say, "Now I must
excuse me."
And what do the dishes on it?
Oh, wash the dishes.
And then she holds the dish under clear water and she
rinses it.
Okay. And the thing she might hold in her hand, piece of fabric to
washcloth.
You call it a washcloth in the kitchen.
Right.
All right, how about something to dry it with?
Towel.
Okay, would you make a distinction for the small ones that are used?
No.
Okay. All right, how about something you use for your face in the bathroom?
Washcloth.
And something you dry yourself with the bathroom?
My towel.
All right, and the water at the sink comes out the
spigot.
And at the side of the house?